Talking today with Jordan Scheer of the Oklahoma Sorghum Association. Jordan, you are executive director of that association, and here at the Commodity Classic in Orlando, looking after some sorghum issues that pertain to the industry. And tell us a little bit about what's going on right now. It's been a while since we've caught up with you guys. It may have actually been a year ago at this conference.
Yeah, Carson, I believe it was a year ago at when we were at Anaheim. But yeah, this is the largest trade show in the country. And it's good for sorghum to be up on the stage with other major commodities, as the wheat growers and corn growers and soybean, as well as equipment manufacturers. And it's kind of nice to see the trade show, and they just do a phenomenal job, and a lot of the industry is here as well.
It's great to see sorghum's presence really growing along with all the other commodities here at this this classic. And talk a little bit about kind of what the industry is doing. Obviously, you're working with the National Sorghum Producers as well on a lot of different initiatives.
Yeah, definitely. And, trade comes front and center. 2018 was a real rocky year for us, and we are, two-thirds of our crop went to China in the previous marketing year. So, those looks like those tensions are, there's some thawing. So I think there's progress, and fingers crossed that we can get some good news so guys can have some sort of certainty that we'll have some good marketing available for our crops this year.
That was definitely a sentiment that was shared this morning from Secretary Sonny Perdue talking to producers here at the event. What was your reaction to everything that Perdue said this morning?
Yeah, I think Secretary Perdue has been extremely accessible. We had the pleasure, he came to Oklahoma, I guess, back in November and had a good event at the stockyards. And then National Sorghum Producers has a real good relationship with us. We're working together, we're able to get the 86 cents a bushel on the market facilitation program payment. That's really, really helped a lot of growers stay in the game for another year or so. And I think Perdue definitely has a lot of insight with the administration, and we couldn't have a better guy. They've got our back for sure.
Yep. So. He actually, you guys honored him recently at a DC fly-in that happened at the beginning of this year. Talk about that fly-in and what you all accomplished there.
Yeah, it was. I've been on a few fly-ins over the last several years, and this was by far it was good timing. The farm bill, of course, just got passed on got signed into law right before Christmas. So everybody was kind of, and we had strong bipartisan support. So just a great opportunity to thank our congressional delegation for their leadership, Congressman Lucas and the like. But also we had a really good meetings with the USDA, and like you mentioned, we presented Secretary Perdue with the award and thanking him for his efforts, and USDA has stood with us through this trade war. Here a year ago in April, we were hit with 178% tariff. That got rescinded back to 25% tariff, and without USDA's support, we could be sitting at a 200% tariff on sorghum right now. So the 25 is bad, and there's a lot of political pressure on those Chinese firms that they're not buying. Yeah, but it would be, there's no telling how bad things could be without their help.
So, back at home in Oklahoma, talk a little bit about the sorghum industry out there, how it's looking. I think farmers are getting more interested in sorghum.
Yeah, we're a diversified state, and I think we get more and more, it seems like, all the time with more no-till. Obviously cotton acres and soybean acres have been on the increase, and wheat acres have taken a slide. But with the full profile of moisture, I think a lot of growers are at least, hopeful that we don't need a stellar year to maybe raise a good crop this year. And so I think everybody's looking to diversify their portfolio from a cash flow perspective or just from a risk management.
Mm-hmm. Talk about some of those opportunities that farmers have with sorghum. Like you said, the soil health movement right now, that always kind of goes hand in hand, it seems like.
Crop rotation is a key to soil health and as far as integrated pest management strategy, and that rotating to make sure our quality of our crops is as high as possible. And a wheat sorghum rotation is great on soil health, and having a different mixture of warm season and summer grasses in a rotation has just worked really well, and it's neat to see, at least my short time farming, that a lot of these fields are getting better and more productive. When we used to not think that we could raise a lot of summer crops in Oklahoma because it was so daggum hot, But it turns out, you know, if we can store that moisture in that profile and have the nutrients in place, we can really grow some good crops in Oklahoma.
Price-wise, compared to some other crops,
you know, none of these budget sheets are where we want them to be right now, and the grain complex is under a lot of pressure. But one thing we will say, and I would recommend that the sorghum checkoff program started a podcast called Sorghum Smart Talk, and they had an interview with the largest grain buyer in the of sorghum in the world from China, and a really good conversation. I'd recommend guys check that out if you have some spare time. But long story short, is that they think that demand in China could be tenfold of what they were importing before the trade disruption. So, you know, I think longer term things are looking better, but it's really tough right now. We've had some real tough years. You know, net farm income's down 50%, and but at the end of the day, we've been fortunate with some good rains. But a lot of our growers have just been treading water and really haven't been paying down the debt and getting ahead on their equity. So it's very, very fragile. You know, 2018 was kind of a roller coaster year depending on where you were. We actually got more rain in some of the western part of the state than the eastern part of the state, which I don't think that happens very often. And but you know, the wheat's looking good right now. We won't be planting sorghum until May or June, kind of depending on when the moisture is, but I think, like I said, with this full profile of moisture, that's this time last year we'd gone, you know, several months without a drop of rain. So to have that full profile is real promising.